Welcome to the Becoming You show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, for you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You show starts now. How was your week? How are you showing up in your life? That is what we are breaking down today, right? How are you showing up for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for your colleagues, for your community, for the world? Are you living each day on purpose, right? Or do you find yourself begrudgingly getting out of bed, doing the same thing you've always done, right? Getting coffee, checking social media, emails, orienting your day to the demands of others and forsaking intent on winning your day, your way? You guys, I get so fired up about this topic because each and every one of us gets to choose how we show up. And we can continue to do what we've always done, or we can define our day with celebration and contentment and commitment. You guys, we get one life. And I spent way too many years of it finding it away, right? Pretending, people-pleasing, placating, blaming my life on others, right? In my situation, right? Playing the victim, the poor me role, that life happened to me rather than life happened for me, by me, right? So who's done, right, finding a way their life? Who's ready to live it? I hope that you are. The last few episodes that I shared with you, I talked about life framework, right? Around our thoughts and our emotions and how they create results in our life. I covered the S and the T and the E line of this framework. And today we're talking about the A line. We're talking about action, right? What we do and how we show up, right? So let me give you a quick recap in case you've missed a couple of the episodes. If you want deep dive into them, just catch the replay, right? But here's a quick recap. The situation, the S line, all situations, my friends, they're neutral, right? Until you give them meaning with your thoughts. Your mom does not drive you nuts when she says things that are mean. Your mom says things, right? And you drive yourself nuts with your thoughts about the things that she says, right? You see this? Your thoughts give meaning to the S. The S is neutral until you do so, okay? Emotions, they're just vibrations in the body created by what you are thinking, not the S, right? It is only when you take ownership of this truth that you are empowered to live your life for you, right? Emotions fuel your action, right? Everything that you do or don't do is because of how you feel, right? And so many times, I get questions suggesting then that action isn't important. I mean, if our thinking creates emotions and emotions drive our actions, then is action really important? Our brains are super funny like that, right? They want things to be important or not. They want things to be right or wrong, right? But we have to understand that each of these letters, right, in this framework are important just for different reasons and in different ways. And we have to understand this difference, right? Different thoughts create different emotions. Different emotions create different actions and they're different results in our life, right? And interestingly enough, you guys, we can have similar action motivated by different emotion and get an entirely different result. Let me give you an example. I was at a workshop recently and there were four speakers, right, on stage, and they were all talking about their research and the importance of breath work, right? So the action line was the same. They talked about the topic of interest as scientists, as researchers, right? But the emotion fueling their talk greatly affected their result, how we, the audience, portrayed it. The ideas of those that were confident, engaged, motivated the audience with eye contact and influx of voice and passion, right? They were received with the enthusiasm that, well, was intended, right? The ideas and concepts of those that perhaps weren't as confident, confident being the emotion here, second guessed themselves, right? They were reading off of cue cards, they were using PowerPoints, etc. And they weren't received with the same enthusiasm. Informational for sure, right? No doubt, right? Just not as impactful. So emotions matter. And again, if you missed me selling you on why this is such an important skill to develop, you got to catch the episode, just the last one that I did, okay? So in this example, the action was the same, present the research, but the emotion fueling the presentation created each of the presenter's results. So yes, the thoughts that trigger the emotions matter. Yes, the emotions that fuel the action matters, but action matters. They matter and are advanced and inspired by our mindset. So therefore, we must embrace a capability belief, right? A capability mindset, if you will, a celebration of self-mastery and an examining of our desires, right? Wrong thinking prevents us from living into our purpose, standing into our greatness, and acting in accordance with this truth. So the question is then, do you believe in your own capabilities to influence, inspire, and impact your own reality, right? Nothing in this life is fixed, my friends. It is always up to our consciousness to choose. Choose how we think, how we feel, how we show up, and create opportunities, right? For our consciousness to choose from, right? We can shape this reality. We design our own lives through the understanding of this knowing, right? We understand our knowing by thinking about what we think about, right? Being with our feelings and intentionally showing up in our life, right? We do all of this by skilling up, disciplined attention, and acknowledging the 50-50 of this life, right? If and when we wait for perfect timing, perfect knowing, perfect acceptance, we fall short on our responsibility to serve imperfectly. Okay. We fall short, if you will, in our A line, right? Can we be brave and bold and generous in our action, willing to honor the struggle for what is, for what will always be, and the growth and the progression and the evolution of our becoming, right? So my question is, how much action, right, is sabotaged by our limited thinking, right? Our oppressive and self-righteous feelings, right? Our longings to what feels safe and comfortable and reasonable and right. Friends, doing something that hasn't been done before is not irresponsible. It is not irrational. It is just unsuppressed optimism. To act without knowing the how, to serve without perfect conditions, to be imperfect, right? This is what I ask of myself. This is what I ask of you. Our knowing, our purpose is within us, right? Our best beliefs are required for our best action. Similarly, our limited beliefs create limited action, small results, right? And that's a podcast for next week. I'm bringing this whole framework home in the R line next week, right? But we know this, right? Because this is what we've been talking about in the last few episodes, right? Smart goals create usually, right, small results, right? Smart, realistic goals create sameness. Certainty and safety do not inspire progression and growth, right? Progress and growth require a different mindset, one of heart, one of boldness, one of boundaries, and a tolerance for struggle. Okay. So in order to show up in the A line, we need to cultivate a creator mindset, right? Meaning we need to understand that we create our experiences. We will them into being with our thinking. And if our thoughts are not true, my friends, which they're not necessarily, right? Make believe, if you will, then you just get to make believe whatever it is that you want. And this is such fun work to do. Did you know that you could just make it all up, right? I have some pretty unbelievable thoughts, right? And since I know my thoughts show up in my result line, I think I'll keep some of them, regardless of what anybody thinks, right? Our life happens for us, by us, not to us, right? And when we forget, we give our power away to the situation. We give up. We stop trying. We don't take action. Or we do the same action. Or we do what everyone else does under the false pretense that normal is better. It's not better, my friends. And when we do that, in this case, we are not designing our life. We are damning it, right? So if we're not getting the results that we want in our life, we have to look at what it is that we're either doing or not doing in our action line, right? We need to be asking ourselves, what would the best version of myself be doing? What tasks and priorities would you have to do in order to get the results that you want? Think about it. Maybe you get your pen out and a journal or a piece of paper out and you create some awareness around these two questions. You ready? What are we not doing or doing to get the results that we want? Okay. Question number one. Question number two, what is it that we need to be doing or not doing to get the results that we want? Okay. And again, look no further than your thoughts as to why you're not taking the right action, right? Let me give you an example. Let's say we want to make $500,000 in your business this year, right? Let's just say that is the result that you want. Let's say that you currently in your action line are stalling out. You're procrastinating. You're avoiding some big decisions or conversations that you have to make and have. Okay. Now look at that emotion that's fueling this action line, right? I'm guessing it's either an overwhelm or insecurity, right? And remember, friends, the overwhelm is not because of the situation, right? You are not overwhelmed because of your to-do list. You aren't. You are overwhelmed because of what you are thinking about your to-do list, and the same with insecurity, right? So what are you thinking? You're probably thinking that there's so much to do and that you will never get it all done. It's time scarcity. You're probably thinking that you are not capable, right, of making that much money, right? You've never made that much money before, right? You don't feel like you have the skills or the resources or the connections to make that amount of money. Friends, all of these are just thoughts. They're just thoughts. They're not necessarily true, right? And you are creating your overwhelm and your insecurity, which has you stuck in your A line, right? Knowing this makes all the difference, okay? So let's instead think of, how am I going to shape my A line? Well, I need to make some connections. I need to skill up. I need to put myself out there and I need to tell people what I'm up to, right? That is going to require me to clean up my thought line to something like, I am capable of learning what I need to learn, meeting who I need to meet, and sharing with anyone and everyone my goals and my mission. This is going to require me to question my life, which means I have to actually think about it, okay? What results do I want in my life that I do not have? Honestly, when was the last time you actually considered that question? You actually considered your life, right? The other question I like to ask is, what areas of my life have I not been showing up for or avoiding, right? I think some people could literally put the entirety of their life in this consideration. So many of us are just ignoring ourselves, right? Avoiding and ignoring go in the A line as inaction, right? So where have I hoped, right, that areas in my life would have been different, better somehow, right? And in that have spent way more time hoping than willing, right? What would have to change, okay? So I want you to note your answers. If you offered up to me the following, okay? If my kids would do what I ask, that would be better for me. If my spouse was more supportive, that would be better for me. If my boss wasn't such an idiot, right? Or insert any other sort of profanity, right? That would be better for me. Sorry, I've been coaching a lot of angry directors and employees lately, right? If I lost the weight, that would be better. If I had more money, that would be better, right? If I had more time, that would be better. If I had more clients, that would be better. If I was less tired, less overwhelmed, less frustrated, that would be better, okay? If you found yourself like shaking your head in an agreement, like, yes, Leah, yes, all of those things would be better, I want to offer you that you are living your life at the effect of your life and not affecting it. Friends, your kids, your spouse, your boss, time, money, weight, all are your situations. If you want any of those things to be different, you have to be different, right? The question was, what would have to change? You can swap your S all day long. I see it every single day in why I'm coaching my clients. They just try to swap the S so they can feel better about their life. That never works, right? The only thing that has to be different is you, right? If you don't change, nothing will, right? And I know this seems seemingly disappointing, but it is the best news ever because I haven't figured out how to control bosses and spouses and in-laws and kids, right? And if my happiness, my fulfillment in this life is dependent on everybody else's agency, I'm screwed, right? So are you ready? Are you ready to get excited and re-engage your life, right? Are you ready to take action towards your dreams, towards your goals, towards your desires? Gosh, I hope so. I'm ready for you, and I'm guessing if you're still listening to me, right, yammering on about action, you are too, okay? So why haven't we yet, okay? Let's break it down with some reality. I think there's three main reasons why we have not acted, why we're not showing up in our A line with what is required for us to create the life that we desire. The first reason is that we think we need to know the who, the what, the when, the where, the why, and the how of everything. And even then we stall out, right? Feeling like we have to know everything or know more, waiting for motivation, waiting for confidence as if they just show up in our mailbox. We wait to have all of the answers and the perfect conditions, and we wait and we wait and we wait. You know why we're still waiting? Because they're never coming, right? They never come because the wait excuses us from action. Action to show up, willing to not know how, willing to fail forward, right? Willing to be wrong, earning confidence. I'll say that again, earning confidence along the way. Action is intention realized. It's more than just a mere thought of interest. It's interest met with a no matter what type of initiative, right? We can have intention with our thinking, but if it's not met with a conviction of what is possible, it becomes a hope, a wish. It is the action portion of this life that meets that wish with will, right? We can have intent to better love ourselves and others, but if we're not showing up, right, in the world, right, with acts of kindness and caring and compassion, right, then this intention remains just a thought, right? Thinking isn't love. Being it, bringing it, showing it, sharing it, giving it, is. Being, thinking and feeling, right, is an action, right? So what is truly required to act? Letting go of all the false inquiries our brain offers to know perfectly. And when perfect knowing isn't available, and it will never be, my friends, landing in the biggest lie of them all. I don't know. This unknowing leaves us confused and searching for answers outside of ourselves, which leads me to the number two reason why we do not act, okay? When we don't know, right, we often look to others to validate, to confirm, to give us permission to act, right? When we don't get it, we make it mean that we're not capable. We make it mean that it was a stupid goal or idea or dream. We make it mean that they are right. We make it mean that we must be wrong, right? I don't want nor need the permission of others, nor do I want you to want or need the permission of others to do what is realistic, to do what is smart, to do what's been done before, right? Letters of approval for anything more than the norm, is it normal? I don't want us to be normal, right? We concern ourselves with the criticism of others and the what ifs of uncertainty. What if it doesn't work? What if people will judge me? What if I will be embarrassed? What if they are right, right? To all the doubters, right? I say, if it is ridiculous, you're on to something. Believe in things you've got no business believing. Grandiose dream, how can you live and dream bigger, right? But what if I fail? To that I say, the goal is not failing. The goal is to cultivate the failure tolerance to not quit. Lacking this tolerance leads me to my third and final reason why we don't act. Failure tolerance, right? Cultivating it is key to step out of the realistic normalcy of today's standards, right? While some of us might not be able to admit that not taking action is because of our fear of failure, it undoubtedly is. Fear of failure lies at the foot of our two core fears, fear of being enough and fear of our life not being what we thought it would be. Essentially, failing at being enough and failing at this life. What I'm suggesting is, as soft as I can land this, right, is without this tolerance, a willingness to put yourself out there in a way that requires some struggle, some growing pains, some disappointment, you leave the possibilities of your life on the table, right? Then you do not fail at this life, my friends. You quit it, right? So to advance in this life, we must anticipate that failure is part of it, right? So I'm excited about action, obviously. I'm excited about who it is that we are and how it is that we show up, and knowing that how it is that we show up and how it is that we act create all of the results that we have in our life. Next week, next episode, I am breaking it all down, putting this model into practice, right? So that it can actually come to life for you. So if you like this episode, would you do me a favor? Would you share it with some of your favorite people and ask them to share it with theirs, right? This movement requires our movement. I say it every time, right? This movement to become more by being more. I truly believe that together, you and me, we can become more and inspire others to do the same. We can change the world one mindset at a time, starting with ourselves. Thanks for being with me here today. Have an amazing weekend, everyone. See you next Friday, same time, 11 Central. And if you want to take what you're learning in these episodes to the next level, I want you to join us in Becoming. You can check us out at www.leahrowling.com/becoming. This community needs you.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on transformationtalkradio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.